Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Fred Film Radio, this is Nicolo Comotti here at the 67th Cannes Film Festival, and I've got a pleasure to be here with Andrulla Vassiliu. Andrulla, we just witnessed a wonderful conference that our audience is going to listen in the extra channel. So what's your gathering? We actually witnessed a wonderful panel of experts within the industry, producers as well. So we have both the creativity and the distribution covered. What do you think? What's the real ambition, and also what's the hope into this wonderful exchange of ideas?
Well, first of all, what was important is that this panel consisted of people from different parts of Europe. And that in itself speaks about the importance of cultural diversity, because each one had something different in mind. Second, it is true that cinema will continue to be close to our hearts, and we have to preserve that. But people are realistic enough to understand that demand for films is changing, especially for young people. Young people, maybe they don't like so much to go to the cinema. They prefer to sit at home with their friends and watch a film either on TV or on their tablet, etc. So things are changing. So if we want to be successful in the future, we have to see how we can connect the production of the films to the audience and meet the demands and the needs of the audience. So this was the gist of the discussions today. But also, it was very important because my ambition is that, as we have in culture, an annual forum where we gather all the stakeholders together and we speak about the problems of culture and the needs and how we can meet these needs. This was lacking in the field of audiovisual. That is why I propose, like we had today, because this was a mini forum, what we had today, to have an annual forum for the audiovisual world, where policymakers, public funds, stakeholders from the audiovisual sector will meet and discuss their challenges. Because it seems that there is very often a gap between the production of the film and the audience. Because I cannot accept that we produce double the number of the films that they produce in the USA, and our market is controlled still by the American films. So there is somewhere a gap which we have to address. And we can only address it by talking about the problems all together.
In fact, one of the most interesting things that turned up in the discussion was also the idea that actually ideas and solutions are probably already out there, but it's so fragmented, you know? It's incredibly fragmented. Whereas, once again, as you said, in the USA, we have the constant sort of comparison, but it's a completely different approach. So, yeah, the interesting part was also about Europe, because, you know, like, we are culturally very aware of our diversity, but at the same time, we want to go and strive towards a pan-European approach to it. So do you think that actually the idea of like a sort of policy making and compassing thing could maybe diminish the variety, or it can actually live, you know, in parallel with still having a diversity and then also making this sort of European films accessible to every European?
No, I think we all agree that we have to preserve our diversity. This is the richness of Europe, and we don't want our films to be the same everywhere and the same language, and so cultural and linguistic diversity is very, very important. We have to preserve it, but we have to see how best we can encourage these films to travel across the border. And one of the ways that we can do that is co-productions, because if a film or a TV series is co-produced, as it has started already, and the big successes in TV series, actually, they are co-productions. So if they are co-produced, certainly they will be produced in different languages and will travel better. So that is why also our media program of the Creative Europe is giving emphasis in the distribution rather than production. Because we don't give money for production. This is public funding and other private funds that give money. But we give money for subtitling, for promotion, distribution of films, advertising about films. We give to festivals, which are, again, are a promotion of films. This is a way to go forward, I think.
And I was very pleased also to hear that the main, probably the overall objective by this very diverse group of individuals all into cinema and distribution is actually always the audience, you know? The audience is always the final objective. And do you think that therefore this policy making would be thoroughly successful provided there's also a sort of new education about the European audience, about film, film distribution, and also film consumption as an audience?
Well, one of the new elements of Creative Europe is to reach new audiences. And how do we do that? Especially with the young people. So film literacy, for example, and film education, cinema education, is very important. Actually, we have a Council of Cultural Ministers meeting this coming week, and one of the things that I will do is to have a presentation by some people who are dealing with film literacy in schools, to make a presentation and encourage ministers to, you know, work together in order to introduce in their schools this film literacy, because it is very important for the young age, the people of a young age, to understand better what is behind the European films. What is the difference between the European film and the big blockbuster from the States? So they have to start realizing the values that we want to pass on through the European films and the cultural values of these films. So I think I am very optimistic that if we succeed in promoting more film literacy in schools and youth clubs and everything, the film industry will have a very good future.
Thank you very much, Androlo. Thank you for being with us. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.